CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
L'info, c'est l'heure. Bonjour, Kelly Eben.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, listeners, and thanks for joining us on the 6:30 a.m. news. First, the headlines. A three-day colloquium pegged on the theme Intertribal Conflicts and the Promotion of Living Together in Cameroon opens today in Yaoundé under the auspices of the National Commission on the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism. Cameroon joins the globe today to commemorate World Contraception Day, aimed at providing accurate information and education about contraceptive methods, especially for women and young girls. In sports, Cameroon's under-20 Lions lock horns with their counterparts of the Central African Republic at the ongoing UNIFAC zonal qualifiers in Brazzaville, Congo. Now, the news in full. The role played by inter-community conflicts in jeopardizing peace and social cohesion in Cameroon will be emphasized during a colloquium organized today in Yaoundé by the National Commission on the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism. The three-day colloquium is hinged on the theme Intertribal Conflicts and the Promotion of Living Together in Cameroon. Political Desk editor Albert Njembonde examines the relevance of such colloquium in the wake of several inter-community conflicts in the country.
Before now, inter-community conflicts have occupied public attention solely in the event of a disaster, when lives are lost or properties are destroyed in clashes between two conflicting communities. The National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism is now putting the issue on the table, with experts drafted to brainstorm the role of the administrative authorities, traditional rulers, and the civil society, questions relating to land acquisition and occupation, the legal framework, the management of diversity, the effects of hate speech and the use of language in the prevention and management of inter-community conflicts. The Musonge Commission is seizing the pretext of recent inter-community conflicts between the Arab Shuas and the Musgums in the far north, the Bamuns and Tikas in the west, Bamun traders and indigenous population in Samelima in the south, regular skirmishes between herdsmen and farmers in the Adamawa and Northwest regions, as well as tensions between refugees and host communities in the East region. The Commission is therefore using 3 days to open a reflection and raise national consciousness on a problematic which, if not contained or eradicated, is likely to jeopardize peace and the harmonious living together of the Cameroonian people.
And we do not wish for such. The consultation phase on the review of the national youth policy adopted by the government of Cameroon takes place today at the conference room of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education. The session between the minister, Mununa Futsu, and officials of youth organizations and training centers is scheduled to begin at 2 p.m. On to one of our top stories. A choice for all, freedom to plan, power to choose, is the focus of this year's World Contraception Day, being observed today in Cameroon and across the globe. Commemorated every September 25th, the annual day serves as a global platform to raise awareness about contraceptive methods and promote informed decision-making regarding sexual and reproductive health. Medics hold that contraceptives help prevent unwanted pregnancies and reduce maternal mortality, as we hear in the following write-up by senior reporter Manka Ahambi.
As Cameroon joins the globe to observe World Contraception Day, information from the United Nations Population Fund indicates that reproductive health services and family planning are key to healthy deliveries. To this end, many families have opted for contraception, which protects women, especially teenagers, from the health risks of unwanted pregnancies. An informed choice, which the World Health Organization insists delivery spacing of 3 years and more will greatly reduce maternal mortality. Contraception through the use of barrier techniques like condoms have over the years been the best documented for the protection against pathogens like hepatitis B and other sexually transmitted diseases. When girls and women are sensitized to the importance of contraception, This will provide opportunities for them to participate fully at their workplace and contribute to the development of the nation. These family planning methods, which are cost-effective with no negative consequences, truth be told, are informed choices that will make the world a better place through improved quality of life.
Activities are being held across Cameroon in the run-up to World Tourism Day, commemorated this year under the theme Tourism and Peace. An official ceremony to mark the event in the country has been scheduled for Bamenda tomorrow, Friday, September 27th, under the chairmanship of the Minister of State, Minister of Tourism and Leisure, Maigari Belu Buba. The choice of Bamenda as venue for the event is here justified by senior official of the Ministry of Tourism and Leisure, Peter Kuma Combine.
We understand the difficulties that arise in this sector due to lack of security. In the absence of peace, tourists cannot visit our different tourist sites. We have very interesting tourist sites in the Northwest. We have lakes, we have waterfalls, we have caves, we have a very rich culture. So the Ministry of Tourism and Leisure has seized this opportunity to go talk peace for the sake of tourism. The Ministry of Tourism thinks that the population can come to the same reasoning so that together we build and restructure all our tourist sites to attract more tourists, creating employment and increasing revenue.
You're listening to the 6:30 a.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. On to the sad story, Patrick Tabor, unit head for animation and programs at the Kuseri FM station of the Cameroon Radio Television, is no more. He died yesterday afternoon in Kuseri following a protracted illness at the age of 55. Amos Enonyaket Agbo reports from CRTV Far North in Maroua.
An evaluation meeting on the proactive measures against floods in the Logona Shire Division has been programmed in Kuseri.
This was the last report of Patrick Tabor produced on the 16th of September 2024 on the mobilization of the population in the Logona and Shire Division to fight against floods. The sad news of his death has sent shockwaves to family, friends and colleagues who knew and worked with Tabor over the years. Doris Bati Tato Ikwe is one of them.
I worked with him for about 10 years when I was in the north in Garoua. He was more than a colleague. We used to call him a big bro. We had names Paddy Man, the Lamido himself.
Pontianus Lawong also worked with Tabo in the north region and has fond memories of him.
When Patrick was anchoring the evening news, Patrick Tabo would have a way of launching reports. Patrick Tabo would have a report of Doris Badizato Ekwe and would say details of that story. Doris Badizato Ekwe. By the time he reaches Ekwe, he's standing up. The microphone is down, Patrick is up, and we give him a nickname, Detail.
Patrick Tabo, who died this September 25, 2024, was born on the 12th of June 1969. He was the unit head for animation and programs at the CLTV FM Kuseri in the Logona and Shire Division of the Far North region. He was recruited on December 1, 2009.
Patrick Tabo, CLTV News, Kuseri.
And may his soul rest in peace. In sports, the under 20 Lions of Cameroon played their first match against the Central African Republic today at the Alphonse Masamba Stadium in Brazzaville, Congo. As from 3 p.m. in the ongoing UNIFAC zonal qualifiers, it will be the third encounter between both teams after their second meeting in 2021. Harrison Ashutiku has more.
It will be the third time that Cameroon and Central African Republic are facing each other at this level of the competition. Their last two confrontations were in 2021, which ended with victories for either side. Following their win over Gabon on Tuesday in their first Group B match, the Central African Republic will be hoping for yet another win against the under-20 Lions this Thursday to secure their ticket to the semi-finals. In order to change the narrative, Wilfred Nathan Douala and his teammates need to give no room for errors in the encounter to ensure that the Lions grab all the 3 points. So far, all the players of the squad are fit for the match. The under-20 Lions need a win and a draw in their two group matches to be able to progress to the next round, where they will battle for the available two zonal tickets for the 2025 under-20 AFCON.
And we wish them well. And that's the end of the 6:30 a.m. news. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanking you for listening. I will be back at 8:30 a.m. with Fatime Bintu Akum for the Bilingual News Summary.